I'll be like stabbing an adult character and he'll like jump in front of them and be like, I'm an orphan.
Hello, and welcome to episode 48 of Untamed Shrews Women Talk Theater, presented by the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. I'm Becky.
And I'm Hannah. Today we are chatting with the ladies of the Improvised Shakespeare Company in Chicago, Beth and Sejal, to discuss what makes their company special and to learn how the heck they improvise Shakespeare. I don't know how they do
Yeah, we will find out.
it.
Before we get started, Dawn was not able to make it to this episode. There was an important meeting that
Ooh.
she had to take, or an important event that she needed to go to. So
We
unfortunately, we're
miss
missing
her.
her in this episode. But hopefully, she'll be back for our next one. And then, just before we get to know Beth and Sejal, let's have a little
Check in.
check-in. Hannah, how are
Ooh,
ya?
I'm good. I'm trying to think what's happened since the January episode. I filled everyone in on Newfoundland.
Well, you.
I've since done Shakespeare Sirens again.
Yes. Yeah.
Last weekend we did the show with Flag Shakes again at the La
Yeah.
Posada, which is a historic hotel near Flagstaff here in Arizona, and that show went really well. And we're
Yay.
actually doing the show again with the Bridge Initiative down in the valley, so in Tempe, in just a few days. So that's really exciting. So Shrews, or sorry, Shrews, Sirens has been quite successful. That'll be like the sixth time we've done it. So that's really great. I do an annual gig with the symphony every year. That was this week. So that's always a big gig for me.
Oh, did that just happen, or is that happening
That
upcoming?
was on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh,
Yeah.
great. Awesome.
So that's just like one of my favorite gigs that I do every year.
Yeah.
I MC their youth symphony every year.
Oh.
So that's like my sixth year doing it. But
Yeah.
it's such fun. What else? Gosh. Oh, Jacob and I just signed the lease last week on a office space for Jacob's guitar studio. So
Amazing.
that is huge news. So I've been thrifting and decorating
Oh,
it,
yay.
and he had his first lesson there yesterday.
Congrats to
So
him. Yay.
that's huge.
Nice. You
So
gotta have
that's
an
big.
opening.
Yeah, we're gonna do like a little open house and
I want to
maybe
see
run
it.
like a special or something. So yeah, really besides Newfoundland and Sirens and the studio, I'm going to see my family next week, which is great. We're
Yay.
already gonna be in Phoenix to do Sirens, Shakespeare Sirens again, but we're gonna go to California straight from Phoenix and see my family. But
Yeah.
yeah, just lots of shows and lots of rehearsing and big stuff with the studio, and spring is springing. It's
Oh
sprungin'.
yeah.
It's
We
so warm out.
had a week of winter, and now we're in spring.
It has hardly been spring. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of my stuff. How about you?
Sweet. Yeah, again, it's like, what the heck have I done? What did I
Yeah,
talk about in
since
January?
January.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing would be that I don't know, I can't remember when we filmed, but my sister had a baby, and it's the first like grandkid for my parent, like, yeah, first
Big
niece.
stuff.
Yeah. So last week I flew out to where they live, and I spent a couple days with them, not long enough, but already planning my next trip out. Yeah, the baby is just so
Yay.
cute.
So cute. That's
Yeah.
lovely.
And then just something else that both of us have done. We opened up Route 66 to the Grand Canyon with Theatricos. So yeah.
Yeah, we got a show this Sunday. I mean, we're now just kind of like in the open process now that it's open. Just gotta maintain my lines.
I know.
I
So
need
well,
to, it's
gotta look
my
at those
goal
lines.
to for every show to, one or two days at least try to look them
Yeah,
over,
leading up to. Yeah,
if I
especially
can.
now when we have a show like once every 2 weeks-ish. I think like starting in the summer we'll maybe have like once a week or twice a week, so it'll be a little
Yeah, well, we have a
fresher.
couple like
Yeah.
full weekends, but yeah, right
Yeah.
now it's pretty slow. So
Yeah, as we ramp up. Yeah. Yeah, and then I just want to plug Flag Shakes' next show here in
Yeah.
town is To Be Young, Gifted, and Black by Lorraine Hansberry, adapted by
Woo.
Robert Nemiroff. That will run at the Beaver Street Theater March 27th to 29th. So if this
Woo. Epicode.
episode comes out before then, we've got pay what you wish tickets for all Flag Shakes, all Flagstaff performances. We've got talkbacks. There's a traveling educational display. So,
Yeah, lots of fun
yeah.
stuff happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like
Yeah.
the year is just taken off without us. It's just like,
Yeah.
wee.
Yeah. Gosh,
Yeah.
when I just look at everything that's happening this year, I'm
I
like, oh
know.
my gosh, it's so
I
much. It's so
know.
exciting, but it's so much.
Wait, when does Wonderette's rehearsal start? It's got to be soon.
Yeah, we start March 15th, so like a
Wow.
little less than a week and a half.
Oh my goodness. Do you have to show up memorized?
Well, it wasn't explicitly said, but we did get the materials,
Mm-hmm.
honestly, like a couple months ago. So
Gotcha.
I would be very surprised if, I mean,
You
I'm
all
of
were
course
at
gonna,
least super familiar. Yeah.
of course, like calling for line, and maybe I have script in hand the first time we run the scene or whatever.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, but definitely hoping
Nice.
to be as off book as possible.
Totally.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Well, we miss you, Dawn.
Yeah, we miss you. And now to our chat with Beth and Sejal.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
Thank
you for having
you
us. Oh, good
for
job,
having us. Oh, thank you for having
Sejal.
us. That was so perfectly improvised. Can you guys introduce each of yourselves and yeah, just a bit about you guys and how you ended up on the Shrews today?
Betsy, would you like to start and go
Sure,
down
I'll go,
alphabetical
Sejal.
order?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Beth Malewski. I am an actor, an improviser. I'm also a therapist.
Okay.
I've been an improviser for, oh my gosh, 30 years. Maybe
Woo.
35 if you want to throw high school in there, which we
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
let's do
Yeah.
it.
Yes, and yes, and
Love
I've been in Chicago for almost 20 years. I've worked at the Second City, Improv Olympic, the Annoyance Theater, so improvised all over the place, and yeah, done some TV stuff, some yeah, and member of Improvised Shakespeare Company for the last
Woohoo!
2 years. Yes.
Lovely.
Great.
I'm Sejal Joshi. I have been in Chicago since 2004. I am an actor and improviser. I am actually in school right now to become a veterinary technician.
Oh, wow.
Very excited about that. And
Cool.
what else? I'm from North Carolina originally. There aren't a lot of us in Chicago, so I'm very proud of that. And
You've got a band together.
we got a band together. And yeah, I've worked a bunch of places as well, pretty much all the same places that Beth has worked. Second City, Annoyance, IO, formerly Improv Olympic.
Thank you for
I've
that
got
distinction.
the Olympics needs to know.
Yeah.
Laugh Out Loud Theater in the Burbs. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And
Lovely.
I've been with Improvised Shakespeare since I want to say 2019, I think is when I
Cool.
first joined.
Right before that pandemic,
I think so. Is
just
that when?
squeezing in there.
Yeah, I think
Huh.
that's when I first joined. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
And I want to tell the Shrews a bit about how we found you guys. So, we know the lovely Austin Titchener, who has been on our podcast before. It's been a couple years,
Yeah.
man. He was one of our early guests, and I met him years ago through the Shakespeare Theater Association, which I've attended for the last 5 or so years. This year, it was in Newfoundland, and I went to Staw, and of course saw Austin as I usually do, gave him a hug, talked to him, and I got to meet Dee, his wife, who I had not met. I had heard about her, but never met her before. And we got to chat in, and she knows about the Shrews, and she was like, "I have the perfect ladies for you." So she was like, "You have to meet them." So she connected us. So It's our first, me and Becky's first time meeting you guys, but I obviously feel like I know a bit more about you guys through D. So thank you, D.
Thank you,
And
Dee.
how do you guys know D? I presume through
Improv, just improv.
improv.
I
Okay.
mean, that's how I know her.
Yes. And I forgot to mention too, the Bug House Theater is
Oh,
another
yeah, Bug
theater.
House Theater.
Yes, that we perform at. So once a month, we do an all-female show,
Oh, cool.
improvised show, and so D is part of that ensemble. So yeah, I think
Lovely.
yes, I've been performing. I mean, D lived in LA for a long time and then came back, and now once a month, yeah, I get to see her and perform with her. So yeah,
Does she fly out to Chicago? Because don't they live in California still?
no, they're here. They're here
Oh, they're
full
here.
time.
Okay.
Yep.
They're in Chicago. Okay. I thought they were still in the Bay Area. Okay. Because that's where I hail from. So I thought they were still over there. Okay. Cool. Nice. Lovely. Well, thank you, Dee, again. Thank you so much for being here. Can you tell us a bit about the Improvised Shakespeare Company before we really dive into all of that craziness?
I'll give you a rundown. The Improvised Shakespeare Company, it was started, I want to say it was 2005 or six. Beth, correct me if I'm wrong.
20,
And
I think they're celebrating 20 years this year. So,
nice.
that's great.
And it was started by a guy named Blaine Swen, and
Whoa, that is
he
a famous person name.
I'll let him know you said that.
That.
Blaine Swen.
Blaine Swen. And he started the group. He has a deep love for Shakespeare and improvisation. He's a fantastic improviser, and he was living in Chicago at the time and held auditions and cast a bunch of people, and they started doing shows, and then they gained a following over time. And now they do a show in Chicago weekly and or twice a week, I guess. And they also do shows in LA. They do a show at Largo once a month. Usually they do touring shows. They do a run in DC at the Kennedy Center every year. They do a run at the Denver Center Performing Arts pretty much every year. So they do these residencies, sit downs, all kinds of stuff. So they
Lovely.
are a force at this point. And, we also occasionally teach workshops, predominantly to like high school students and groups like that,
Nice.
about improv and improvised Shakespeare and that kind of stuff.
Now, what do you guys specifically do? So, do you take like a show as you like it and you like have the story and then you imp like what does it mean by improvised Shakespeare?
I'm gonna let Beth speak on improv.
Improvisation is no. The structure of the show is we start the show by getting a title of, and it can be whatever. It does not have to be Shakespeare related. I'm trying to think of,
We had one that
boy.
one title was like Stanley or something. It was like a
Yeah.
person's name.
Yeah. It can be, a lot of people come and give titles that are sort of like play on words of Shakespeare titles. And then a lot of times we'll just get like diapers and it'll be like, cool. Like, we're gonna take that. We'll see what we can do with that. And then we do a two-act improvised Shakespearean play based on that title. So we use the themes, we use the language, but sometimes some character names, but it is always, it's brand new every week, every show. And it's two acts, and yeah, we just get to go buck wild. Yeah,
So,
same.
yeah, that's so interesting. I definitely thought that it was like, within the confines already, but you were just like creating new words or something like that.
We're
But
creating
that's
new works.
fascinating. Yeah, you're fully starting over from
Yeah.
zero.
When you
No,
say
it's
two,
totally made up.
and when you say two acts, like, is it like 2 45-minute like sets or like
It's
what's the
we
time
start
frame?
the show at 7:30 and it comes down at 9, and then we
Okay.
take like a what 10-minute intermission
Mm-hmm.
maybe. So I don't know what that math is. What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm not a math major.
Yeah, we
So
don't.
someone else can figure
Don't
that
expect me to
out.
count
Three.
that. I
Yeah. 30 minutes or 3 hours. We're not
can't.
sure.
Nice. That's awesome.
Well, and then when you
That's
come back from
fascinating.
intermission, do you like, cause I also do improv and I know like, do you get another prompt when you come back or is
Yeah.
there anything else? Or are you just, you're off to the races with
Continuing.
act two? Nope, we're just off to the races
Okay.
with Act Two. And
Huh.
I think folks always kind of want to know after the show, like, okay, so you went back and then like you planned Act Two. And I'm like, no. And I'm very honest with people. I said the only thing we do during intermission is we go, because sometimes there are so many characters and so many
Yeah.
character names. We play
Yeah.
multiple characters. We go through each character we've played in the first
Yeah.
act. We name ourselves, or repeat the name we were given, and talk about like what our wants were in the scene. So
Yeah.
that's the, and then we remind ourselves of the title, because that's what we try to end the show on, is saying the title. So
Diapers.
yes,
I
absolutely.
usually try to make sure I know the name of the stage manager and the servers that night because for
Yes.
Freedom, I usually am doing the outro.
The
Oh,
act
nice.
two. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah,
Write
so
it on a
double
tiny little piece of
checking.
paper and put it in my pocket.
Double checking the date. Yeah, all the main focus. Okay, fascinating.
Being in an improv scene, one of the hardest things to remember is the name that you were either just given or the name that you just gave to somebody else.
Yeah. And they're always
So,
like ridiculous names or they're actual names from Shakespeare. And so it's like twice as hard to remember them sometimes because I'll be like, what
Oh,
did
for
you call
sure.
me? Call me what? Okay, cool.
Which random Shakespeare name am I?
Yeah, some made up name.
It'll be like, was it Claudette or Corette? Like, it really will be like, I don't remember. I was like, what was it?
Where the Claudads sing. That's amazing.
Yes, in memory, I feel like as far as improv goes, I think so much of improv can kind of, in the best way, be disposable at times, but this is really one where you have to, you've got to think and you've got to remember. And it's work. Like, it really
It
is
is. It's
work.
the most challenging show, improv show I've ever done. And
Yeah,
like, it
I'm
is the kind of
certain.
thing, which is what one of the things I love about it, because when you get to the point where you've been improvising as long as Beth and I, it's like, please give me something challenging in a way. There are times, of course, we love, an F around show that's not Shakespeare, but it is one of the things that's really satisfying. To be able to play at that level. And it kind of flies in the face of a lot of what improv teaches in terms of plot. It is very plot driven, but at the same time, we have to find a way to make the plot not overtake the actual improv, which can be really challenging and difficult.
Oh, yeah, because if you just get too in the weeds, which sometimes Shakespeare does, because there's all these little side plots and stuff. If you were attempting to try to like go down each of those rabbit holes, that would be. So actually, this brings a really good question. Like Shakespeare, do you guys have a bunch of little side plots, or do you really kind of stick to one main one?
It depends on the show. They're
Yeah.
both, neither. It really depends
It
on the show.
has
Sometimes
no plot. It has
it
four
has no plot.
plots.
Sometimes there will be like random ass characters that are just like, you don't even know what they're doing or why they're there. And they're just there to be dumb and funny. And either you never see them again, or they end up marrying someone important, or they end up getting killed, or whatever.
How
So it just
many
depends on the show.
improv artists are at are in any given show?
Five.
Okay, always five.
I was
There's
gonna
always
be
five.
like
seven. I was like, no, it's always five.
Who are the two
Always five.
imaginary people that you're playing with,
I mean,
Beth?
I don't know
Great question.
what's
Great
going on with
question.
Beth, but for me, it's just five.
Five.
Well, Beth is
Yeah.
a therapist, so we can talk about this offline later.
Yes, we're
No, I'm
gonna
like,
dig into this.
yeah. What was the like audition process like for this? Or is there one? Or is it just we know this person is a great improviser? Let's get him on.
Yeah, I don't think Beth or I either. Either Beth or I auditioned. You didn't, did you?
No. No, Blaine, I think I had talked to Blaine, like maybe it was right after the pandemic. He had asked me to join, and I was in grad school at the time, and I was like, I was like, don't have the capacity, like taking an improv break, all of that stuff. So then, and then a few years later, he kind of reapproached me. He was like, do you want to do this? I was like, oh, I'm ready. Let's do it. So yeah. But yeah, Sage, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know you didn't
Well, they
audition.
I so normally what they do, we're a little unusual. Like nor we're unusual. We're
So
not like
unusual.
other girls.
So special.
So usually what happens is they'll do an invite only workshop. Where and it's because the people that do the show are people that are pretty well known in the community already, and so Blaine will just kind of be like, these people seem cool. Like the bar is like you're already a fantastic improviser, the bar is like, are you cool and
Are
fun?
you
Like, are
good to
you a
work with?
good hang, essentially? Like, truly. He's like, yeah, like truly, he's asked me before, like, hey, what's this person like in the room? You know, like, are they chill backstage? Are they easy to work with? Are they, you know, a nice person? That, because that's where he kind of sets the bar, because he's not asking people that aren't already fantastic improvisers. So it's like, you might be a fantastic improviser, but you also might be an asshole. And so he's not going to ask you to take a workshop. You know what I mean? Like, which I truly appreciate.
We've
That's one of
talked.
the things that makes it such a cool ensemble and such a fun show.
We've talked about that a lot on the podcast about, like, of course, talent is so much of, the percentage of what makes someone successful. But we've talked a lot about, I would much rather have maybe an actor who is kind of fresh and green, but is just like the most incredible person to work with and adds to the room, as you mentioned, and is like just ready to support the friends in the room. And yeah, I mean, that's a really big deal of like, you spend a lot of time with these people and you're putting a lot of trust into these people. And of course, talent matters a lot. But yeah, being able to have fun and trust your partners is just so big. So that's
Oh,
awesome.
yeah,
Kitty
absolutely.
friend.
My
Kitty
cat.
alert. Kitty alert.
And the, I think there are only, is this right, Sigil? Are there, is there maybe only like 15 of us or 20 of us total?
There's probably 15 or so, maybe, that are the Chicago people,
That are in the Chicago cast. So, like the combos, it isn't the same cast every week. We all just kind of give our availability. So, it is really important, like within that mix, that you're like, oh, every week I can get along with this person, I can play with this person. Okay, this combo works, this combo, So, yeah, it is personalities definitely matter
And
more
are
than one.
there like casts where it's like a blue, a green, a red, or is it literally just a tumbling of all 15 of you?
Correct.
Okay,
It's
gotcha.
based on availability. The only time that there's any difference is it when someone first comes on to the cast and they're not as experienced with the actual show itself. And so he would never put like a group of, you know, five people together that just got hired, because there is a tiny bit of the show that is scripted. The intro of the show is scripted, not the prologue, but the very, very top of the show where it's like, hey, we're the Improvised Shakespeare Company. So the person who does that is usually the person that has the most seniority that, and so it's he wouldn't put, you know, a bunch of people. Like, at this point, everybody has been doing the show long enough that he can mix it up like that and it doesn't matter. But when people, like when I first came on, I don't think for the first couple months I was ever in a show with anybody that was brand new. Because I was brand new, so.
Okay, so this leads me to the next question, which is why D kind of presented you guys it as an interesting guest for the Shrews is for many years the Improvised Shakespeare Company did not have women improvisers. So can you talk us through that journey of how women were added to the show?
I mean, I think I Sejal might have different opinions on this. I mean, she might just have a different perspective on this. For me, who cares? I know it was a while. I also I don't love this, like, and I've never loved this in improv around the like, women aren't allowed in this space. Women aren't allowed, and I'm like, to me, I've always been like, just go make your own opportunities. So for me, it was never.
Just didn't bug you.
Didn't bug me. I never looked at it as like, and I know it's different, but I'm like, there's plenty of all female groups. I think like there was probably a response to this. I'm not sure how long Improvised Jane Eyre's been
Jane
around, or
Austen.
Jane. Thank you, Jane Eyre.
Ooh, Improvised Jane Austen.
Although, write that
Fun.
down, Improvised Jane Eyre.
Write that down for sure.
You heard it
Especially
here.
with the new sexy Wuthering Heights coming out, that is gonna explode.
I
Improvised
know.
Wuthering Heights, Improvised Jane Eyre.
Well, we another cast member, Sarah, who we work, we had talked about doing improvised erotica since
I
that's
was just about to say improvised
such
smut.
a thing. For me, it's never been like, I don't know. For me, it's never been an issue. I like always loved watching these guys play. I'm always, yes, I'm a big proponent of like make your own opportunities, do your own thing. I don't know if improvised Jane Austen was a response to an improvised
So
Shakespeare
either
being.
because one of the women that plays in it is partners with one of the guys in Improvised Shakespeare and has
Oh,
been for a
yeah.
long time. So
Yeah.
I honestly don't know if it grew from that or not, to be fair.
I think the and Sejal, so I'll pass it on to you. You
You're passing it on to
can
me. Great.
Sejal.
I'm okay. And at the risk of sounding like okay boomer, I think that, and not to lump Beth and I together, but I feel like we came up in a time in improv when it was so male dominated and that was so the norm. And we learned to just
Deal with
like,
that.
well, not even deal with it, but we learned to be more aggressive, I think, in terms of things like that. And it Beth's right. If there is there it was like all male groups. Like, and so if there was something like that that came along, we'd be like, okay, fine, well, we're just gonna do our own thing. Like, she's absolutely right. Like, it was just kind of like a we'll make our own thing and we don't care kind of thing. 'Cause it's like, I think as an actor too, it's second nature to just kind of be like, well, you're not gonna get cast in everything. Right. And some
Not
and
everything is in my pocket.
not
Not
everything is in
everything
my
is.
pocket. Not everything is available to me. And it's not something, and I understand people's argument with it. And I think it's great that it's changed. But I'll be honest, when I was first asked to do it, there was a part of me. I mean, I consider myself a feminist, absolutely. And there was a part of me that was like, screw you, I'm not gonna do that. Right. Like I was like kind of mad about it in a weird way, which is hilarious because I never thought about it. I never gave it a thought or never was mad about it until they were like, do you want to do this? And then I was like, hey, screw you. And then I was like, wait, wait,
Wait,
wait, wait. I was like,
that
you, yeah. And then I was like, all these dudes are my friends. I've known all these
sounds
dudes
fun.
forever. I've
They're
known
good
Blaine
guys.
forever. They're good guys. I've known the other guy who kind of runs the show is named Rick Walker. I've known Rick Walker for 10,000 years. We went through Second City Conservatory together. He is one of my good friends. And he reached out to me and I was like, you know what? The fact that they are now doing this, they're doing the right thing. And I want to be a part of that. And it's kind of the whole idea of like, as cliche as it sounds, changing things from within. It's like, great, let's start this new era. I've always loved the show. I've always thought it was the best improv show in Chicago. I have always thought all these people that play on it are incredible, top of their game. And I wanted to be a part of that. You know, I wanted to put that on my resume. I wanted to say, yeah, I play with Improvised Shakespeare. And so it was a point of pride for me in a lot of ways.
100%. And I also think too, the cool part is now, I think seeing young women improvisers come up after the shows and go, oh my gosh, like you were incredible. Or, and not for validation, but seeing like, you can do this. I mean, I think there's still, I was even at a theater last night and somebody said like, someone who was playing on an improv team says, this is the theater is like very, not very woman he heavy. And I was like, really? Like this is still happening? Do you know what I mean? So I'm
And
like,
it is,
of course,
yeah.
it. But I love it when young woman improvisers come up and go like, that was amazing. Or like we have high school groups or college groups. So like that representation piece, I'm like, absolutely. So that to me, that's what matters is like they see it and go, I can do it. So yeah,
Totally. Absolutely.
And me asking that question is not to like throw improvised Shakespeare under the bus,
Oh.
because obviously they're doing great stuff. And at least, I personally think that obviously our male counterparts can be very supportive and we need them too, you know? So like it's the combination of both that I think makes a really great show. So I'm just glad that it, ended up working out that way. And how many, what's like the like split now? You guys aren't the only two,
No,
right?
no, no.
Okay. The
But
split's still low. Like, I mean,
it's
this
still low.
still.
Well, and part of it is like the classic reasons that women, I hate to say, I sound so stupid. The classic reasons women leave the workforce. Like,
You unfortunately, we've got to tell it like it is. We've got to
just,
tell it like
well,
it
people
is.
had babies. Yeah. Like, I truly, I feel like, well, like, three people had babies, three women had babies or something. One person had to move to help take care of her family. I know a couple women only play every now and then because of work commitments and stuff like that. And yeah, a lot of it has to do with family and childcare stuff, you know? And like a good friend of mine had a baby and she was like, I can't do, I just don't have the bandwidth, you know? And like Beth said, like Beth was in grad school, you know, and didn't have the bandwidth. And it's like, once I really start the program that I'm in, I'm hopefully going to still play, but there might be, you know, a month here and there where I'm like, I have a final, I can't right now, or I have, you know, I have to take the, you know, vet tech entrance exam to get certified. I can't, you know what I mean? Like there's going to be times when, and that's fair. That's true for most of the people in the group. Some people do come and go, but
Yeah,
because
regardless of gender.
regardless of gender, but
And also,
because there weren't as many women to start with,
yes.
yeah,
That
you
was it.
feel
I
it more.
think you do. And I think experience-wise too, you do look at like, I think there are, well, now I'm just kind of, disputing what I just said about like someone at the theater last night being like, there's not a lot of women. But I do think there are more women coming up now, either in classes or
Absolutely.
whatever that looks like. But like the generation, since it is older improvisers in the group with us, and we have the numbers, so we haven't had auditions in a while. So it's like, I think it is also just a numbers thing too. There's just not a lot of women from our generation that are, or they've moved to LA, or they've moved to New York. Like there's so many people who have moved to
Other
bigger, like
markets,
other
yeah.
markets, other things. So yeah, it's a numbers game as
That is a
well.
really good point. I didn't think about that because everybody that plays the show has been around for a while. They're all really good.
Forever. Yeah.
And so, yeah, and because we are older, people are doing other things. You're totally right. I didn't even think about that.
Well, I was gonna ask, so when you're on stage, is it anybody can play any gender? Are you
Oh yeah. There's no holes barred. Like
Yeah,
there's
just
no
whatever.
restrictions on it. That we
In
can be
fact,
any gender, any age.
I was like, I probably get like play the king. Do you know what I mean? Like I probably get called like play more male characters than which I love, which has always
Beth
been
likes to
something I've done.
play creepy dudes.
Play creepy
So,
dudes. I like to play perverts. Those are my
loves a pervert.
I love a
Loves a
pervert
pervert.
who's peeking through the window.
That's not gender specific. Any
Awful.
gender can be a pervert.
Thank you.
It is true though. I mean, obviously because just the numbers of female characters are lower, I've played a lot of male characters or just played male characters as women. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
for sure. Yeah.
I've played Camillo just as a woman, like that happens a lot. Like
Yeah.
Becky played Horatio, not
Or it'll be
Horatio.
like,
Yes,
I'm a
Horatio.
woman playing a man who's playing a woman. Like that
So
happens
many
too.
layers here. So many
Yeah.
layers here. Well, if you think about it, let's just like think about this. So women didn't play originally in Shakespeare's plays. So men were playing women who would disguise themselves as men. So we are women playing men. It's just like so many layers. It's a lot of
Gender all
layers
the way
there.
down.
Just a lot going on, which is so fun. Okay, so how can you guys tell us a bit about, so have you done a lot of traditional Shakespeare? And if so, how does that feel different from improv Shakespeare?
I have it. Beth, have you?
No, okay.
No,
Great.
the only traditional Shakespeare I've ever done was in college. I had to work in the costume department, or I didn't have to, but it was like part of credit for college. And of course, they do these like new versions of Shakespeare where they try to like modernize everything. So they did Taming of the Shrew, where they kind of modernized it. And so like myself and the other costume folks were like on stage dressing people during that was it. I didn't speak. I didn't like we just did like a fun like dressing thing, and then we were done
That's
for the rest of
great.
the show. But no, I've never. Maybe I did a monologue. My guess is I did like a monologue for an audition or something at some point, but never have been.
No, I the every all of the Shakespeare I have done is auditions because when I it's really funny when I went to college, a lot of my teachers were like, what you're no one's ever gonna put you in a serious play or in a Shakespeare play. Like I was not, I did not fit. Well, to be fair, I went to college in the 90s. And in the 90s, I had all white male teachers, and the school that I went to, the program was pe predominantly based on dead white men. Like Stanislavski and Meisner. And so it was like that was kind of the vibe. And so if you weren't an ingenue or like able to play like a queen, then what do we do with you? Because
Presented
they were
older,
not going to do gender bent casting. That wasn't really a thing at all. And so they'd kind of be like, we don't really know what to do with you. And so that was what I, that's mostly what I heard in terms of Shakespeare when I was in school. And I took Shakespeare classes. I took a couple different classes, and I would audition for, the local Shakespeare company and that was in my city. And, I've auditioned for Chicago Shakes, and I just, it's not something that I have ever really done. Or I don't know. There was a time when I was like, oh, I feel like I should do this. I feel like I really want to like check that off the list of things I've done as an actor. And I remember my therapist, actually, not Beth.
Cannot be
That would be
friends.
weird.
Cannot be friends.
My therapist at the time was like, why do you care? And I was like, I guess because I just was told no for so long, you
Yeah, you want
know?
to prove to
Yeah.
someone.
It was like, but then I was like, who am I proving this to? Like my parents are dead. My husband doesn't give a shit. Like, like,
Just yourself, I guess.
what's the inner thing of like, be proud of me. I can do something hard. And it's like, you're already doing something really hard.
For sure.
I feel like that was pretty recent, Sejal, that we even had talked
Yeah,
about that too. Did it
it
feel,
was.
here comes the therapist, did it feel freeing to let it go?
I don't know if I fully let it go. Because I have this like, maybe it's because I was, my dad was from India. He's Indian. And so maybe it's like this like Indian parental thing of like, you got to be a doctor or a PhD or whatever. And like, I never did any of those things. And going to theater school was like, what are you doing? Because originally I was going to be a veterinarian.
Hey, full circle.
Yeah.
Full
And like,
circle.
because like you want that DR in front of your name. And I think that I always kind of felt like, oh, well, if I'm going to be an actor, I got to do like the
The hardest.
most actory thing possible that's hard, that people respect, and that's Shakespeare. And and that just never happened. I mean,
I
it
get
is
you.
happening, but not in the way that it would have happened.
Totally. For sure. No, Shakespeare has sort of like a level of clout
Cachet.
or scariness, that like people get very kind of like weird about, but that's really interesting. So I'm curious, how do you guys like learn about your Shakespeare stuff? So like do you guys have kind of like a Shakespeare class that you take, or like think like rules you follow, like some research that has been compiled, or do you y'all just like go for the vibes? Like how does it work?
I
Go
for
ahead, Beth.
me it's more vibes. I mean, of course I know sort of the general like themes, you know what I mean? So if
The
something is
types
going
of
on,
characters we deal
totally.
with.
Yeah, it's like something is going on in the show. I'm like, oh, okay, I know how to kind of follow that. And like, I will say, I don't know, I feel like our shows, there's usually always going to be someone dies, there's going to be some murder, there's going to be a love interest. You know, those like general themes are always
There's gonna be a marriage of some sort.
totally. So those are always going to kind of exist. I mean, I feel like they did, and I mean, Blaine still does stuff now. Like we've gone to see like Shakespeare plays. But like in the beginning with the core crew, they worked hardcore. I mean, they took classes,
Yeah, they
they
did.
studied the language. In fact, I was dating one of the guys at the time who's still in the core cast
Really?
now. But yeah, Brendan.
Oh, Brendan. Yeah, I
Ooh.
totally
And
forgot about Brendan.
I
Yeah.
remember him coming home with like, I mean, a packet of work. And I mean, I think,
Really?
oh my God, yes.
I know about that.
Oh, Sejal, it was hardcore. And I was like, dude,
Oh,
I was like, do you want to do that? I was like, this is why. I was like,
you got
at the time, I
homework?
was like, no way. Like, this seems
Wow.
insane. Like, so Blaine, Blaine really put them through their paces, but I think in the best way possible,
I mean,
because
it
now
shows.
it
Yeah.
absolutely shows. So every once in a while, Blaine still does like, hey, let's get together with this professor,
Right.
or he's going to talk about
Review.
this play or this, you
Or he'll
know.
send out, like, he sends out a packet when you first get hired that's like, here's a bunch of helpful hints to his vocabulary.
I love a packet.
Yeah.
A packet.
I mean, but I, because I mean, I learned a lot of Shakespeare stuff in school, like I in college, like I took classes and stuff, and I do remember a lot of that stuff. And I love Shakespeare. I have a very deep love for Shakespeare's works, and I have, you know, I try to watch shows whenever I can. I try to go to shows. And so I do feel like that is incredibly helpful in terms of being able to, you know, kind of pull that reference stuff out of your butt in terms of like, I mean, I find it's just so much easier when you like the thing, obviously. And I've always really liked it. And I think there is that part of me that I still believe that it is, you know, one of the coolest forms of theater out there. And I think that's part of it. And also, like, I don't know, like you know, I watch the movies. I feel like I do try to keep up with stuff, but at the same time, it's like I'm not a super big stickler for, you know, references or whatever. Like if someone throws out something, I remember one time we did a show that was very inspired by The Tempest, and someone had yelled something out that was similar to The Tempest, and the whole show was like kind of, I don't want to say like a
Vaguely,
take,
the
like I don't want to say a take
Tempest.
on the Tempest, but it was like very heavily like inspired by it. It's like we were on an island and there had been a storm and there was an old guy and his daughter and like some monsters and
That's
stuff
the
like that.
Tempest. There
So
it
yeah,
is.
so it
That's
was
all
just
you
like in
need.
a nutshell, essentially. And I just remember being so delighted that like we could like play within that, and then like some of the audience knows what we're doing and some of them just thinks we're doing really funny stuff. And it's like no one's saying lines from The Tempest, no
No,
one's saying Prospero, no one, you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, we all kind of like know, like, oh, fun, you know what I mean? Like, we can make fun of this too. So it's like we can make fun of, like, you know,
The plot holes
the old guy
and
wanting his daughter to get married to so and so. You know, it's like we can make fun of that stuff too, which is so fun to be able to like satirize Shakespeare in a way.
I
So
think
we
the
have, I love that we have
audience
that
like
available.
and they appreciate it. Do you know what I
They
mean? The
love
ones
it.
that do know are like, oh, cool. And I also think that kind of keeps them. I mean, like, we have so many repeat
Oh my
people that
God.
come to see the show. So I think that also kind of keeps them coming back because it's like, yeah, it is truly different. I mean, every
Right,
time,
every
like,
time.
I might have some of the plot point and something might just go buck wild. I think those are some of our favorite shows too that are like, ooh, we really did like
Go
something
crazy.
different here. Yeah. So that can be, really
And I
wild
love
fun too.
the idea too that like it is very reminiscent to me and what I have learned about Shakespeare traditionally. It is very reminiscent to me of how plays used to be. You know what I mean? It's like nobody really got a full script, you know? And so it's like you get these plot points or whatever, and it's like you improvise
Some of
based
it,
on the plot. And that's what we're doing, which is so fun. And also, like, the plays were dirty as hell, a lot of them, you
For
know, because you
sure.
got to keep the people that paid a penny happy as well as the queen, you know, whatever. But it's like, so I think that, like, to me, there is such a strong correlation between what we do and how it was originally done.
For sure.
And I don't say that to sound, you know, like highfalutin or anything. It's like I really do feel like they effed around. They
For sure.
were dirty. They made puns and double entendres and, you know what I mean? And jokes and jibes. And like they did all the dumb stuff that we're doing. It's just they were doing it based on a more tightly controlled narrative than we do. We're
It's
making
why
up the narrative.
I play so many perverts.
I love it. There were so many perverts in Shakespeare. It's an homage.
That is so silly that that's like your specific type.
I mean,
Love a
those are
good pervert.
types.
Oh, that's so silly.
I have a question more related to the improv side of it, which is are like edits and swipes and cutting scenes, does that work the same as like a no, okay, it's different.
I don't, Beth, do you want to speak on it?
Yeah, we don't edit in the normal like improvisational way, which like there are no tag outs, there are no sweeps, there are no we I mean, we do. The only structure we hold is like the structure of like we do before the, the second, the intermission, we make sure we do four scenes. So it's three scenes, and then the last scene is always going to be a group scene with all of us before intermission.
Okay, some
And then
structure.
a little bit of structure. And then when we come back, then it's, a free for all. We can kind of do whatever we want. But the way the scenes end are, I mean, we kind of know internally now how they end. They end with a big, like, I don't know,
Declaration of some
let's go to
sort.
war or
Public.
whatever. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
the people in the scene are responsible for kind of editing out.
Okay.
But so there's no like classic, yeah, tag outs or swipes or
We
sweeps
do
or
try
anything
to end scenes with rhyming couplets.
like
Or anytime you leave. So anytime you have to leave a scene or you're leaving a scene or we're ending a scene, we do try to do that with a
Oh,
rhyming couplet. An
lovely.
improvised rhyming
So
couplet.
fun.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's why we do that warm up. Oh no, I'm just getting it.
Do you do a rhyming couplet warm
Years
up?
in.
Sometimes, yeah. So that's
Okay.
another thing we didn't mention. The warm-ups are like kind of intense and
Significant.
they're significant. And I think that that's really important because a lot of times when you get a group of improvisers together who are veterans, we just don't warm up. We're like, screw it, let's just go on stage and have fun. And I think Blaine has really instilled the theatrical nature of it in terms of we're actors, we warm up, we do stuff before the show to like get in the right headspace, to have kind of an ensemble feeling, to get in the headspace of the language and the themes and that kind of stuff. He works really hard to instill that. And I really appreciate that because a lot of shows don't do that and it shows. And I think that's also one of the things that makes the shows so good is that we take it very seriously. Even though we are screwing around and doing comedy and having
Doing
fun
sillies,
and doing
yeah.
sillies on stage, we take the sillies very, very seriously.
Yeah, for
So,
sure.
the other thing that in terms of the structure is there's always a prologue and there's always an epilogue. So the prologue at the start of the show is always rhyming couplets and it's completely improvised and it doesn't set up the show. It doesn't forecast what's going to happen. It purely is to get the audience in the headspace of what they're about to see in terms of tone and language and that kind of thing. And then the
Interesting.
epilogue, yeah, and then the epilogue does wrap up the show. So usually during the epilogue, whoever does the epilogue try, and it's all rhyming couplets again, and they always try to wrap up the show, kind of rehash what's happened, and then end
Solve
the
any,
solve any it, well, hopefully most of the issues have been solved by then, but sometimes not. And then the last rhyme is always ends on the title of the show.
Cool.
So yeah.
Wow. Now you mentioned briefly, so the prologue and the epilogue are assigned, right? Like you know
No,
who's, oh, you don't. So it's
never.
a free for all who's gonna do them?
Correct.
Whoa.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has
The
anyone
person who
ever tried to
intros the
steal
well,
one?
I want Beth to talk about the prologue.
I was like, why?
Has it been stolen from you before,
No,
Beth? Oh,
opposite.
I've never done it.
It's one of the things where
Oh.
it's one of the hard, it might be the hardest thing in the show,
100%.
in my opinion.
I would be fine never doing the prologue in my
Interesting.
improvised
I think a
Shakespeare
lot
life.
of people feel that way. It is so hard, and it's the first thing the audience sees after the intro of like, hey, how are you? Here we who we this is who we are. It is the first improvised thing in the show. It is all rhyming couplets. It
Whoa.
is based on the title. And it's hard. And
It
there are people in the show that are incredible at it. So if you're
right.
playing with one of those people, it's like, why would I step
Right.
forward?
Yeah, let them do it.
Blaine would disagree. Blaine's like, everybody should do it, which is great. That's a great attitude for a director to have. But if I'm in the show with someone like Kevin Serretta or Mike Jimerson or someone, I'm like,
Go,
please
please.
set this up for success
Yeah, set
because
us
I
up.
don't know what I'm going to say that I might, you know what I mean? Like there's no universe that I'm going to do a better job than you. You know what I mean? Unless it's a topic that I know everything about and they know nothing. That's
Even then,
true.
I'm like
Even then.
in my like 50-year-old brain, I was like, maybe if I was like 28 or 29, I'd be like, here we go. Yeah, I can do that. But now I'm like,
No.
it's like hard enough
I'm
for me to
good.
remember I'm good. Like two characters in the show. I
And
can't
I've like,
imagine.
and then, and so whenever you do the prologue too, usually, and this is not a hard and fast rule, usually whoever does it tries to end on the title
Oh, with
or
the
at the end
prologue
of the
as
prologue.
well.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you have
Okay.
to rhyme. So you have to set that rhyme
Right.
up, right?
So much.
And yeah. And so I have said the wrong title. I have just said, enjoy this play. I have you know what I mean? And so it's like, and I've gotten better at it, and I will do the prologue. And there are times I took a break in January. I just had a bunch of stuff that month. And so I took a break from the show. And when I came back, my first show, I was like, yeah, I'm doing the prologue. Yeah. And I did. And it was great. And it felt great. And I wasn't nervous. And now I'm like nervous again. It's so weird. It like, you just get in your head about it. But I don't know.
Fascinating.
How, if you don't mind me asking, do you ever get off stage? So at the end of a show, do you just go back through the show and you're like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that? Or are you at the point where you're like, I did the show. Like the show happened, it was fine, it was great. I'm proud of it. I'm not going to dwell on anything and I'll just focus on the next show.
I'm more the second. I don't know,
Same.
Beth, how you are.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think about it.
I don't think about it at all. It is more, that is more of a feeling of getting off stage of like, I don't know, I didn't have it tonight, or I didn't feel like connected tonight, you know, but it's never, I don't like to go back and go like, oh, I could have made this move or I should have made this move. Like maybe every once in a while, you know, but I will say one more thing, just going back to the epilogue piece. I think it is also really funny at the end of a show when you can see the terror in the eyes of everybody when no one remembers the title. Oh boy,
I
that will,
swear to
it
God.
is so fun when you're just and you've got like everybody's trying to wrap up the show and then it's
No
just looking
one
at you like,
knows. I'm just
or
like,
it's like there's a
please kill
word
me.
missing.
I hope
Yeah,
I'm
there's
like dead on the stage so I don't have to do it.
oh, there's a the missing in the title. Like people are just like, what is the, was it that, like the group terror sometimes in people's eyes, you're just like,
It's
we don't
so
know.
funny.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
gone.
know. I don't know. I can't remember it. I don't know what it is. There has been times too where I've like pointed at the person that said it if they're in the front row to get them to say it.
Oh,
Like at the
for sure. I
very
was going to
end.
say, you
Does
should
it
ask the
work?
people.
Oh
God,
do they
they'll be
remember
like,
it?
sometimes they do,
I was gonna say, I'm
sometimes they
sure
don't.
they probably do, but they're because they're at least don't they don't have
Somebody
characters in their
stupid.
head,
Yeah,
but
another part of it though,
exactly.
to speak on
Right.
what Beth's saying, is like we've all been doing this for 10,000 years, not this show, but like we've all been improvising for so long and done so many shows that it's like so ephemeral. And like it's one of the things where I was like, no way, I'm never gonna do that again. Like I can't go, like there's no fixing anything. You know what I mean? Like it's like I just have to remember, like learn to remember shit better or like whatever, but it's never like
It's
we
out
don't,
there.
I mean, I don't think either of us beats ourselves up anymore about an improv show not going exactly how we wanted to. Like, that's just the nature of the art form. And so I think it's just like, nah, next, better luck next time.
It
We'll
happens.
get them. Yeah, we'll get them next time. But we usually get them. So.
Good. Well, we're running a short on time, so I have one last question for each of you. We've talked a bit about the structure and all that and all that good stuff, but I would love to know if there is a like favorite silly moment or like absolute just like crazy thing that went wrong for each of you while doing an improv shakes performance.
I
Because we
will say
just.
there are so many of the like tears will like stream down my face. Like we have had a bunch of those where like something will just all of a sudden hit you so ridiculously. And like, I mean, I have like pictures of me on stage, like face beet red, just like tears streaming down my face because like, so I don't even know if it's a specific moment. I love it when stuff happens. I love it when something buck wild happens that you're like a character gets killed. Maybe like 4 minutes in, who was like a main
The audience just
character,
screams.
the audience
They lose
just
it.
screams, or like somebody does something so off the cut that you're like, oh, okay, this was also a really fun move. And now we're gonna have to build everything else around what just happened here. But like when a something goes really buck wild really fast, I'm like, those are some of the most fun moments.
And there are people that have you like start to have bits with people. So like there's a guy named Peter Gwynn who plays with us, and one of his favorite things to do to me is to make himself a child and make it so that somehow I've killed him. Because
Every
I did it
time.
one time in a show and the audience turned on me so hard and they were so upset with my character or with me. And Gwyn found it, it was like the funniest thing ever to him. And so now he like will like, I'll be like stabbing an adult character and he'll like jump in front of them and be like, I'm an orphan.
Oh
Like,
no.
great.
and so we just purposely do bits with each other sometimes like that.
They
But
come
yeah,
back. Yeah, that's fun.
I am such a terrible offender at breaking in this
100%.
show. I
Same.
break every show. I just, and I know it's like I've heard teachers and improv instructors be like, well, you think you're that funny that you're laughing at your own jokes. And it's like, no, I just think everyone around me is so funny. I totally can't
Totally.
stop laughing. And it's like truly coming from a place of pure joy
Yeah,
that I'm
you're
just like,
just
I am
excited to
having
be there.
so much fun right now. And these people are so funny, and I get to be on stage with them and be funny with them. And it's like, it's just the best.
It's the other comment the audience makes too after the show, and it's legit. I mean, like, they're like, you guys are having so much fun up there. I'm like, yeah, like,
We
and
really
Blaine, who
are.
started the show, he's probably one of the worst offenders.
Oh my
Blaine
God, yes.
laughs all the, like, breaks all the time. So, like, you're constantly like cracking, like, it's just, it's impossible not to. Like, so I've had, like I said, so many times where I've cried on stage. I also just like, this show is physically exhausting. I say, I always know when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, why are my thighs hurting? I'm like, oh, because I was like squatting on the wall for 10 minutes last night in the show. Because we do so much physical, or I crawled through the window and now my wrists are all like
I've
absolutely
crashed windows so many times. And I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
many
Like, I'm gonna pull a groin muscle. Like, but I'm like, I don't care. I'm having a good time and the audience is laughing, you know? And it's like, I'm such a hedonist that I'm like, if I'm not having fun, I don't really want to do it. And it's
100%.
like, which is such a childish thing to say, but that's how this
The
show is. That's the
whole
whole
point.
point to
I
me. It's
mean,
like,
in this particular show especially, the whole point is to have fun.
absolutely. And so I'm like, I'm having a blast. So yeah, that's why I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
The show does not need to cure the world's problems. Like, it's just for giggles. Like, it's just
But I
for
think that part
escapism and joy.
that is part, I mean, not to sound crazy, but I think that is part of curing some of the world's problems.
Of
Like,
course. Yeah,
people
yeah.
get to
Pour out.
come and forget about all the insane shit that's happening right now for a couple hours. And or they get to examine it in a way that's hilarious and fun and they can laugh at it and feel like they have some sort of control. And so it's like I do feel like it is so important, you
Oh,
know?
for
And I mean,
sure.
I could get on a soapbox about
Art
live theater,
is
but it's just
amazing.
like it's so important.
For sure. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming. Do you
Yes.
have any last things you want to impart on the Shrew Crew about improvised Shakespeare?
I don't think so. Thank you for having us.
Oh
This
my
was so
gosh, it was
yeah.
so
Thank you for
go
being
see More Life
here.
Theater,
Yeah,
please.
go see More Life
Oh my
Theater.
God,
I
yes.
really want to come see the show. I've only been to Chicago once or twice, but I have not seen Improvised Shakespeare Company. So now it's high on my list.
So I will be in Chicago in the summer, so I will
Oh,
definitely be
hit us
reaching
up.
out.
Oh my
Please
God,
I would love to meet you in
please.
person and see a
Yes.
show. Yeah.
Please. We always have comps, so
Please
please come
reach out.
see us.
Oh, Becky, I didn't know you were going to
Well,
Chicago.
it's
Now you gotta
I
go.
got invited to a wedding in the past couple
Nice.
weeks, so
Lovely. Good, good.
So how can the Shrew Crew find you if you want to be found, and or how can they find Improvised Shakespeare Company on social media, et cetera?
Well, because I do the outro so much, I have everything.
Very
ImproviseShakespeare.com is
good.
our website. All of the
Great.
information on shows and who we are and all of and getting tickets and all that stuff is on there. If they want to look at the theater that the Chicago crew plays at, it's ioimprov.com. I am not on social media, but
Good for you.
yeah,
I'm
bless
jealous.
you. Look at you go. I think Beth is though, right?
Sure, you can find me on the gram
Not to rat you out.
Mellusk, MELEWSK. That's my handle on the gram.
Malusk. Also,
Mellusk.
Improvised Shakespeare is
Mellusk.
obviously on Instagram.
Awesome.
All that good, all that jazz.
Do you guys have like actor websites?
I do
No,
not. She
okay, yeah,
don't.
I don't either.
If
So
you need a
Becky has
therapist
an
in Illinois,
amazing one.
Yeah.
Oh
Oh,
yeah, Beth is an incredible
if
therapist.
you need therapists in Illinois, you can look me
Yeah.
up.
Well, I was gonna say, do you do Zoom calls or are you in person
I
only?
do, but you have to look. You have to be in Illinois.
Okay.
So
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, great. Good. You have to quote unquote be in Illinois. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Not trying to disbar you, or
Yeah, thank
that's a lawyer. I don't
you.
know. You know what I'm saying.
Lovely. Awesome.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. It was really quite lovely to, this is super new for me, and that was a really fun conversation because obviously we talked to so many amazing ladies in theater, and we've talked to improvisers, and obviously we've talked a lot to Shakespeare people, but we've never talked about this. So that was
You
such
need to
a
get us all in a room
lovely.
together.
I know.
Yeah. Come on out to Flagstaff. We've got
Yeah, please
a
do.
we've got obviously we've got Flag Shakes, and then we've also got a really great improv scene here as well.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's also in Tucson, so this is like 4 hours south of Flagstaff, but they do what do they call it? Like a comedy arts festival every
Oh,
November,
cool.
but it's improv. It's
Oh, that's
specifically
so
improv.
cool. I have a
Yeah.
friend in Phoenix, so maybe I'll look
Yeah.
that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
And
do it.
Becky, for like, forgive me if I'm wrong, but you've taken like a improvised Shakespeare class, right?
Yes, so it's different than what improvised
Shakespeare
Shakespeare
Company
does.
does, yeah.
Yeah. And this was specific to like it culminated in us doing like a sonnet, but like
Nice.
yeah, but it was like, okay, here are kind of like the six different like types of characters in Shakespeare. So you've got the noblemen, the merchants, the working class, blah blah blah. And then it was like, and like yeah, like what's the physicality of each, and here are kind of like the common themes of Shakespeare: love, nature, etc. And then it culminated
Sure.
in doing a monologue, which was
That's so
so
cool.
terrifying.
That's
Yeah, but
awesome.
also so cool. Oh yeah, and then we also had like an exercise where we like threw around insults like to each other.
I love it.
Yes,
Shakespeare
yeah.
insults.
That's so
I'm sure you guys do
fun.
a lot of Shakespeare
A lot of people
insults.
biting their thumbs at each other.
Yeah,
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah.
Lovely. But
That's
yeah, it'd be
awesome.
cool to see you here. Cool to see you in
Yeah.
Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And thank
Yeah.
you again, Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this month's episode of Untamed Shrews. I'm Becky.
And I'm Hannah. Join us for our next episode in May. Follow Untamed Shrews on our Instagram at Untamed Shrews Podcast and on the Flag Shakes website. All episodes of Untamed Shrews can be found wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on sunsounds.org.
Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, put us in your Instagram stories, donate at flagshakes.org/donate, become a podcast sponsor, and buy Shrew Crew merch. Help support the Shrew Crew.
This episode of Untamed Shrews, starring Hannah Johnson, Becky Zaritsky, Beth Malewski, and Sejal Joshi. Show art by Calliope Ludecker. Podcast theme song by Cadence Lamb. Podcast produced and edited by Hannah Johnson and presented by the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. Bye,
Bye.
guys. Thank you.